This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this original worldwide broadcast Sunday. Hard to believe, already November 5th, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Owen Schroyer is going to be joining me, covering the massive failure of the George Soros-funded communist uprising that was supposed to begin yesterday, culminating in the next few weeks with the overthrow of our republic and the driving of President Trump from office. We're going to be detailing that coming up with Owen, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we're not just seeing democratic revolutions in Catalan, Spain, and Reykjavik, Iceland, and Austria, and Czech Republic, and elections in the UK, and Brexit, and Australia, and Brazil, and all over Africa, and Latin America, and Asia. We're seeing major rebellions against the globalist program in the most unlikely of places, Saudi Arabia. The first trip that Trump was involved in, 8-9 months ago when he first got in office, was to Saudi Arabia. And the whole famous orb thing he did that was just a controller for a threat fusion anti-terrorism center that they'd built. And he went there to expose the different royal family members that were involved with the Bushes, with the Clintons, with Google, with Facebook, and others, pushing the Arab Wahhabist spring that threatened to even overthrow Saudi Arabia itself, where that form of Islam actually comes from. And the deal that was struck was they would stop backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and the United States would then stop being basically soft-handed or wearing kid gloves with Iran. That deal was made. And now, 8+ months after that deal was made, you have these top princelings and others that are stakeholders in News Corp, in Citigroup, Fox News, you name it, being arrested. These are the very people helping fund the anti-Trump movements with Soros here in the United States. So all over the world, globalism is in deep trouble. And we're going to break down the situation unfolding in Saudi Arabia, where an ICBM also was fired yesterday that hit near their airport. Just a lot of craziness going on. But first, when we return, the collapse of the Democratic Party establishment because the witch Hillary refused to leave, the Soros-funded creature Hillary. We now learn that Donna Brazile, the head of the DNC, feared for her life after top DNC staffer over email Seth Rich was executed, shot in the back, and that basically she believed that Hillary and the DNC were behind it, and that she knew that there were reports of their servers being hacked by Pakistan, China, Russia, you name it, and tried to stop it, and that Hillary and others said, don't do it. That's the latest shoe to drop as Donna Brazile separates herself from these individuals. Now, I don't just believe Donna Brazile. I know from my own deep research that what she's saying is true. And our listeners know we covered all this first, as you get next year's news today here at InfoWars. So this is powerful, and this signifies that Hillary could be getting ready to be indicted. The globalists might actually just Arkansas her before that happens, but I hope that doesn't happen because I want to see her stand trial. We are seeing globally the old order fall, the old New World Order fall, and a new system of nationalism and free market coming in. This is incredible. It's accelerated. It's happening faster than I thought. It's a very exciting time, but also a very dangerous time to be alive. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Please stay with us.
have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday, November 5th, 2017, and the entire globalist crime syndicate, the entire international crime order, the New World Order is coming down. This is authoritarian and abusive of the nation states and individuals, and Donald Trump is a leading captain in that fight. But all of you are on the front lines of this huge awakening. Donna Brazile, the former head of the DNC, has come out and said Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders. I don't need to hear that from her. It's a fact. But I know she's telling the truth because what she's written about and gone public about in her new book is what happened at the time. It's all confirmed. But bigger than that, mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, Wolf Blitzer, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, they're all turning against the Clintons now because they know there's no way they can cover up the crimes they've committed. So they're trying to distance themselves from it. That's not going to work. But here is the giant, brutal, massive bombshell. We broke first that they rigged the nomination process against Bernie Sanders. We've been proven correct in triplicate. So again, we're the real news. MSNBC, the rest, they're the fake news. We also broke that Seth Rich clearly was executed and murdered as the head staffer over the emails to the DNC. There were major Homeland Security investigations over Pakistan, India, Russia, China, the EU, in our servers, Hillary's illegal servers. They wanted to cover it up. Donna Brazile has now come out and said she wanted to go to Homeland Security. She tried to get Jay Johnson involved, and Hillary and others said, shut up, don't look at it, don't investigate it. Incredible. But that pales in significance to the headline at InfoWars.com from her book. Donna Brazile says she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. And that she basically thought the DNC or others were going to try to kill her to cover up what she knew about whatever was happening in those servers. This is the rats leaving the sinking ship. Donna Brazile is controlled by Biden, by Obama, and others, and they're trying to compartmentalize now the danger. But think about this. We got hammered. We got attacked. We got demonized for being the first to expose that Seth Rich was a political murder. Then WikiLeaks came out and said, we don't normally give up sources, but basically he's our source, and we've got a big reward for whoever finds out who killed him. That's why they're now so desperate. And the fact that the Democratic Party establishment is running from the Clintons right now shows you the whole house of cards is coming down. Who else deserves credit? You, the listeners, for taking action. Sean Hannity almost got fired over exposing all this, but he didn't back down. The fact that we've held the line, stood firm, held fast is an example of stalwart action in the face of tyranny. Now, I'm going to read over some of the transcripts of her book here, getting into this in a moment. But first, I want to play Roger Stone last night. First, before anybody else had read the book and found this, he broke the news last night live with us on air as we were ending our marathon broadcast covering Antifa's failed November 4th so-called revolution that I'll cover later. And again, it's up to all of us to push this story out there, because other than Drudge and Zero Hedge and InfoWars, hardly anybody is covering the fact that Donna Brazile feared for her life at after Seth Rich was executed, vindicating everything we said, everything you said. I mean, every day, huge new developments drop, proving we were dead on. Here's Roger Stone reporting from Florida last night.
This is Roger Stone for InfoWars. Former DNC big Donna Brazile dropped a bombshell in her new book when she admitted that she feared for her life in the wake of the murder of Seth Rich. That means that Brazile knew that Rich had been murdered for political purposes. One need look only at the interview with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, where he says three times in regard to Rich that sources to WikiLeaks are in great physical danger. And then he posts a $25,000 reward for apprehension of Seth Rich's murderer. What more do you need to know? Roger Stone for InfoWars.
What more do you need, ladies and gentlemen? Donna Brazile, the former head of the DNC, has now come out publicly and said, I fear for my life. Seth Rich was probably murdered politically to cover up corruption in the DNC and a bunch of foreign countries inside our servers, and I'm not involved, and I'm not going to prison with the Clintons. This days after she comes out and confirms what already we all know, it happened publicly, but the media covered it up, that the nomination was stolen from Bernie Sanders. He won most of the states, but then they would just give him the delegates. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an example of pure, unadulterated, incredible arrogance of people thinking that they were invincible and could get away with anything, but I'm starting to get freaked out. I mean, everything we've talked about is now being confirmed on a daily basis, that Trump was about to take down the Wahhabist and the ISIS supporters in Saudi Arabia. Just happened this weekend. That China was going to have to back down in their trade war. Starting to happen. That Trump was going to release the JFK files. He did it. Just everything. CNN admits fluoride's causing brain damage in children. That vaccines are killing people. I mean, we are seeing a collapse, ladies and gentlemen, in the globalist operation. And it's all because of you taking action. We're seeing nationalists and pro-populists and pro-capitalists winning all over the world. Minute by minute, this is like sudden death overtime in a football game that never ends. It is so riveting. Here's a Zero Hedge article that we have linked up on InfoWars.com that came out today. We have our video breaking it last night embedded inside with Roger Stone. Now let's read over some of this. Donna Brazile says she feared for her life, close quote, after Seth Rich was killed, executed. Just the fact that Brazile says she, too, suspected that some nefarious might have be afoot is reason enough to take a second look at his death. Well, look at how desperate they were to demonize anybody that looked at it to say you hated the family or you were a bad person when the family first questioned it as well. And then how people changed their stories. I mean, this was the machine in motion. She says top Democrats initially instructed her not to discuss her concerns with others about the fact of how compromised the servers were. Her fears only intensifies, she says, after the mysterious shooting of former campaign staffer Seth Rich, who the authorities said was killed during a robbery, though many so-called conspiracy theorists, that means questioning known liars, have speculated about the possible Democratic plot to kill Seth Rich for his role in leaking the stash of DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Brazil's anxiety eventually spiraled out of control to the point where she feared her own life while serving as interim chairman of the DNC after Schultz was removed over the laptop connected into Pakistan. Of course, if it's true that Seth Rich was killed as a punishment for leaking the emails, then that would be, of course, invalidate most of the evidence supporting the Russian interference narrative that has been propagated by the Democrats and their partners in the intelligence community. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not have words to describe to you right now how incredible this is. Everything we've talked about the IMF and World Bank wanting world government, and about the plan to bankrupt the government and get rid of the borders, and the plan to break up the family, and the plans for communist revolution, and all of it is falling flat on its face. I cannot express to you words enough of how important this is. The globalists were arrogant. They hijacked America while we were sleeping. They used our energy and power to expand their control worldwide. But as soon as we woke up, you could hear the brakes being slammed like a car wreck. And now it's a whole new world. But it's up to us to be moral and be good and be strong and not just throw out one kleptocratic regime that thought it was invincible. To bring in a new set of systems, we've got to maintain our vigilance. We have to promote the republic, promote being chivalrous, promote the free market, and promote staying focused and honoring questioning big government and corruption, not demonizing it as being a conspiracy theorist. We used to call that an involved, informed, active citizen. Praise God for what's happening and thank all of you for taking action. Without you, the info warriors of every race, color, and creed, we'd be up the creek without a paddle. We'll be back with the fall of the globalist control of Saudi Arabia straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are living in the season of change. True change, not Barack Obama's change that meant more globalism, more socialism, more command and control. No, we're living in the true season of change where all over the world, every week, nation states vote to rediscover and reclaim their sovereignty. And one place that's happening is in Saudi Arabia. But before I hit this giant news, here's an article by Paul Joseph Watson on Friday from Infowars.com. Obama-era FBI assistant director of the FBI says, quote, Americans must accept terror attacks as the price of diversity. And you've got Brennan, who converted to Islam, who became the head of the CIA. You had the Bushes, who made deals with Saudi Arabia to literally sell out Europe and the West to Islam. That continued under Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood and the same Wahhabist groups. Under Trump, in 10 months, that's all been changed. Saudi Arabia was told, you can keep your power, you can keep your country, you can keep your kingdom, but Wahhabism is over, your imperialistic Islamic expansion is over, and if you don't do that, we're going to overthrow you. So Trump, months ago, traveled to Saudi Arabia, met with them, and they had agreed to do that. We then saw terror attacks intensify because there's subgroups in Saudi Arabia that didn't want to do it. A few years ago, Russia was threatened by Prince Bandar, who's been part of the group that's been grabbed and arrested. And they said to the Russians, if you don't back off in Syria, we're going to launch attacks on the Olympics at Sochi. We're going to launch attacks on your tourism centers. And Russia doubled down and didn't back off and stop them. Well, clearly from my intel, Saudi Arabian criminal elements, as we reported last week and the week before, were involved in the attacks in Las Vegas as a message to Trump and others that if you don't back off, we're going to not just use Islamic attackers, we're going to use deep state mercenary groups to do this. Now, we've seen a purge against all the big top princes that owned News Corp and owned Citigroup and were part of this whole leftist globalist operation. The main prince that was running the operation, again, is somebody that said Trump would be removed, an ever-Trumper, and a guy still financing, as we said, during the campaign, hundreds of millions against Trump and currently trying to throw him out. So understand, the guy involved in our election, involved funding ISIS, you name it, has now been arrested. Think Trump's visit had an effect? Purge. Saudi king arrests princes, cabinet members in anti-corruption crackdown. Billionaire prince and 38 cabinet members charged with corruption and money laundering. And CNN has these sickening headlines about the incredible, the amazing prince has been arrested. He funds leftist movements. He's been working with Iran to double-cross Saudi Arabia. I mean, a true globalist. In a shocking development, Saudi press Al-Madin reported late Saturday that prominent billionaire member of the royal Saudi family and one of the biggest shareholders of Citi News Corp, that's Fox, and Twitter, not to mention, notice you can't criticize Islam on Twitter where they're calling for killing you, not to mention frequent CNBC guest Al-Waleed bin Talal that CNN worships. Go to CNN's website. They literally call him the incredible prince, along with 10, because he finances half the network, 10 senior princes and some 38 ministers has been arrested for corruption and money laundering charges on orders from the new anti-corruption committee headed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and Royal Prince private planes have all been grounded. So there you go. Yeah, oh, you're going to stop Trump. You're going to stop America. You're going to kick us around. Going to have Saudi intelligence go threaten talk show host. Think that's going to really have an effect with people here in America? You don't think that they don't understand, the patriots in our government, that if talk show hosts can be pushed around, and if business owners can be pushed around, and if patriotic stock companies can be pushed around and threatened by people, that they won't be threatened next? You don't think that, you don't think we don't know what's been going on? You don't think we're about to rip your arms out from their sockets? So you want political war? You got it. You got it on all fronts now. Hundreds of fronts. We're coming in. We're coming in. Hillary's going down. The head of the DNC saying she stole the election. She killed people. It's all coming out. And all you whores in media that take the globalist money to sell the country out, your names are going to be anathema. They're going to be mud. Here's another one. Saudi Arabia intercepts ballistic missile over capital. That was used as a diversion that hit outside the airport, fired from Yemen. Remember, Trump urges Saudi Arabia to list state oil company on New York Stock Exchange. But a group of anti-American globalists tried to block it, tried to block Trump's deal. And so what happened? Oh, they're all been arrested. See how that works, scum? Oh, but don't worry. We've seen George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, eight women have come forward saying he grabbed them, grabbed their butts, tried to rape them from his wheelchair. He's now come out with his son and said that Trump's a blowhard. Let me tell you who sold out America to Saudi Arabia. The Bushes, the globalists, back in the 70s. And now they are being put in line. I mean, look at George W. Jr. with his dad. I mean, talk about two bombed out of their brain lunatics who think them coming out against Trump now, when they sold us out all these foreign interests, these corrupt, twisted lunatics that sold us out to the Nazis and are lucky that Prescott Bush, Herbert Walker Bush's dad, wasn't arrested during the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. You people are jokes. So that's what this comes down to. And now the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Even the Huffington Post says Hillary Clinton, the Podesta group in the Saudi regime, and now they're admitting they're on the payroll, the corrupt elements of the Saudi regime, and Podesta's getting in trouble for Uranium One and everything else. It's all coming back to haunt them. We told you Seth Rich was a political assassination. Nothing was taken. Now the head of the DNC says it was. We told you all this stuff, and every day it's all coming out. And we told you they were planning a violent revolution tomorrow that would probably be a dud, and it was. We're going to cover that with Owen Schroyer coming up in the next segment. They think they're going to drive us out of power. We don't want power. We want free market to be left alone and to have low taxes and to be able to have the American dream again. And the world wants that dream because it's a reality and it's happening. Briefly. If you financially support us, we're not financed by Soros or the Saudis or the globalists or anybody. We're financed by you buying high-quality water filtration, supplements, T-shirts, books, films, and hundreds of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force sold out for almost 4 months, is back in stock. Find out why it's so great. 25% off. Our great probiotic biome defense, 25% off. And a bunch of specials in today. So be sure and take advantage of Anthroplex, X2, and so many other products that are about to go off sale, essential oils. Whatever you get, check it out, because there are thousands of game-changing products, made in America, limited edition T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today to support the InfoWar. Whatever you do, spread the links on Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and at InfoWars to our live feeds right now. On your email, spread InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Because despite all the censorship, we're winning thanks to you all and this amazing crew that works so hard up here on Sunday. That said, Owen Schroyer and more is coming up on the revolution that didn't happen, that was a dud that Soros funded yesterday. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here. Filling in for Alex Owen Schroyer. We will be with you until 6 p.m. Central, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. InfoWars kicks off their weekday broadcasting tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Real News with David Knight. 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show, as always, 11 to 3, and then followed up by the War Room, hosted by yours truly, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. That is our live weekday schedule now. Thanks to you supporting us. All right, we've got some details coming through the pipeline now on the shooter in Sutherland Springs, Texas, today, who killed reportedly 27 people. We're hearing different numbers, but the highest would be 27, the lowest 20. Devin Patrick Kelly. Devin Patrick Kelly is the one who's been ID'd as the shooter. And how do you like this, folks? an Air Force veteran and a gun owner who posted on October 29th a picture of his rifle with the caption, "She's a bad bitch." Well, that's going to feed right into the Democrats' hands, so we can already see the narrative that's going to play out here, folks. No need to pontificate on that. We already know where this one's going. So, this is what we have. This morning, just after 11 a.m., we're told that Devin Patrick Kelly, a 26-year-old who lived just outside of San Antonio, went into a Baptist church in Sutherland Springs and killed at least 20 people, injured 50. Sadly, no one at the church was armed at the time, and he met zero resistance. He then fled the scene and, we're told, was then apprehended about 5 blocks from the church. We do not know yet whether he died from a self-inflicted bullet wound or one from the police. That is really the lone detail that we don't have. Every other piece of the story, all the other puzzle pieces have already been laid out there for us and for the media to report on. We are still waiting for the press conference to go live. I would suspect that's going to be coming down here soon now that they have ID'd and released the name of the killer. Rob Dew is live on the scene right now at the press conference as we wait for official statements from the police or from the FBI. We know the FBI is on the scene as well, so it'll be interesting to see who controls the press conference there. But again, Devin Patrick Kelly, an Air Force veteran, and somebody who had a gun as his background, and apparently it was his rifle that he posted about. I guess this is on Facebook here. So, there you go, folks. So great. Well, you already know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's the white male's fault, and it's the gun's fault. Just like the Austin Chronicle said, white males are the new face of terror. Now, we have not been provided a motive in the Las Vegas massacre. You can guess your own reasons as to why that is. I wonder if and when we'll ever get a motive on this deal. I wonder what type of... Well, let's just say it'll be interesting to see what goes on in the interwebs on the forums such as 4chan and Reddit as we continue to get more details on this. It'll be interesting to see what comes of any video footage that may have been recorded of the congregation that day. This is a church, a congregation that records all of their Sundays. And it looks like the press conference now is about to begin, folks. It looks like Greg Abbott is going to be leading us off here. Greg Abbott about to speak from a community center just outside of Sutherland Springs. Our own Rob Dew is on the scene. Let's go live to the press conference.
For pitching in and helping out and continuing to demonstrate to the entire world the way that Texans come together to help their fellow Texans. As a state, we are dealing with the largest mass shooting in our state's history. There's so many families members, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. The tragedy, of course, is worsened by the fact that it occurred in a church, a place of worship, where these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We've
in their efforts as they put all the pieces of a very complex puzzle together to try to provide their community all the answers they need and deserve. Unfortunately, I'm sad to tell you to confirm, at least at this moment in time, there are 26 lives that have been lost. We don't know if that number will rise or not. All we know is that's too many. And this will be a long suffering mourning for those in pain. We ask for God's comfort, for God's guidance, and for God's healing for all those who are suffering.
This is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, reporting from the press conference.
Home tonight. So you put your arm around your kid and give your kid a big hug and let them know how much you love them, knowing that we support each other. Tell your friend and your neighbor that you support them and that you will work with them. I'm very proud of the way that we have so many people working together to respond to this. Already in talking to the emergency team in Texas, has reported that the emergency medical task force from San Antonio was deployed to help respond to the magnitude of this tragedy. San Antonio area hospitals and trauma centers have coordinated with regard to patient movement and patient care. The Red Cross has set up family assistance center to help all families affected by this. One thing that is very important for everybody affected by this, whether you're a family member or non-family member, is that you avail yourself of counseling resources that will be made readily available in abundance. Now, we have so many people who have helped respond in coordinated fashion already. I want to express my gratitude to the president who called from overseas. My gratitude to Senators Cornyn and Cruz, with whom I've already spoken, as well as members of the Texas legislature. But when you look at the robust response from just the immediate area, I want to express my gratitude to the sheriff of Wilson County, to the district attorney from this area, Audrey Lewis. The reason I say this area is because her territory is larger than just Wilson County. And to DPS Regional Director Freeman Martin. Each of those three will be speaking shortly.
All right, folks, we've got to go to a break here. We've got one more segment left of the Alex Jones Show. You were just hearing from Greg Abbott at the beginning of this press conference. 26 lives lost. Devin Kelly, a former U.S. Air Force member, served from 2010 to 2014, dishonorably discharged. And he used an AR-15 rifle, they are reporting, for this mass shooting. We'll continue to cover this as more details emerge. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll be right back.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars lines, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Folks, right now, the press conference is live, and they're now reporting it was a citizen with a gun that may have actually saved lives and stopped the shooting before it got worse. Let's go live to the press conference.
Gunfire. We know he's deceased in the vehicle. The suspect has not been completely identified. We believe he's a young white male, maybe in his early 20s. He was dressed in all black tactical type gear and was wearing a ballistic vest. The delay in getting him identified is there were multiple weapons in the vehicle, and the vehicle has been processed by our Texas Ranger Special Operations Group, Bomb Techs. There's a lot of work to be done in this investigation. We know that there are 23 found deceased inside the church, two deceased outside the church, and now one of them that was transported that was injured has deceased, bringing the total to 26. We have approximately 20 that are transported to local and in hospital in San Antonio with injuries that are varied from minor to very severe. We know the ages range from 5 years old to 72 years of age. There's a lot of work to be done. We are only hours into this investigation, which is going to take significant length of time. We will continue to provide information as it becomes available. We know you're going to have a lot of questions. There are many, many that we cannot answer. We continue to process crime scenes. We have multiple crime scenes. We have the church. We have outside the church. We have where the suspect vehicle was located. We have following up on the suspect and where he's from, his residence. We have many, many people to interview. We have Texas Rangers at all the hospitals locating those and interviewing those who were injured. So not a lot of information to give at this time, but the state of Texas, we have every resource that we have available. Texas Rangers, Special Operations, Texas Highway Patrol, Crime Scene Labs, Victim Services, the Texas Division of Emergency Management. Every resource we have available is working. And at the end of this investigation, we'll be able to answer any reasonable question as to what happened.
Was the neighbor injured? The one that engaged him?
No, he was not. Is that great?
So interesting. They're reporting that it was a neighbor that heard the gunshots that came out and with his own rifle and may have stopped the shooting from getting worse, as they just reported that the shooter had other weapons in his vehicles. Let's go to Greg Abbott now.
Certain evaluation of exactly what happened, and we will provide that explanation as quickly as possible. We will be leaving here and going to meet with some of the family members of those affected as soon as we finish up. But we'll take a few questions.
How many were in the church and how many escaped death or being wounded?
Anybody knows it?
We don't have those numbers. There were people in the church that escaped that were not injured, but we don't have all the information.
Was Mastine held at the time?
So they're now saying that there were eyewitnesses of the shooting inside the church that they believe escaped without harm.
Not at this time. That is being investigated, but we can't say one way or the other.
What about him was suspicious to begin with, or what initiated the original call?
Those are the types of things that are under intense investigation right now, and hopefully we will learn about them in the next 24 hours.
The revised total of victims, that does not include the shooter, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Can you tell us anything about a possible raid at the suspect's home?
All of those types of things will be pieces of information that will be coming out shortly.
Were any victims outside the church?
Yes.
Did you know anything about
interesting victims outside the church?
Hinted that he would have done this.
All of those types of things are being looked into as we speak.
Can we take one more question? When are you going to help us?
Did I hear Russian?
Say it again. Unaware of that.
When we release his name?
As soon as possible.
Was he known to...
So this is interesting. We've had a name released, Devin Patrick Kelly, but in this press conference, they're not willing to commit to that.
As I think you're realizing, there's a lot of information. We want to piece the puzzle together before we provide you any misinformation, and we want to make sure that we meet with the family members who are affected by this before we release information publicly. We hope to get this information to you as soon as possible. Thank you all very much.
And the call that came in was an active shooter. There was no call that came in.
Okay, so that concludes the press conference from Stockdale, Texas. Our own Rob Dew is there. He had the whole thing if you want to go back and watch it. Let's take a couple interesting notes. Now, we're about to have the clip of the eyewitness that said the neighbor came out and may have thwarted the shooting from being worse. That was confirmed in the press conference. They said 26 dead. That was from Governor Abbott. Interestingly enough, it sounded like, and again, I just heard this for the first time, and crew, if you guys heard something different than what I heard, please enlighten me. But it sounded like the one guy described the event that the shooter actually began outside of the church, and that he was, I don't know if he was shooting into the church or shooting people out, but it sounded, the description to me said that the shooter started outside the church, went around the church shooting, and then entered the church and shot more people. He said that people did escape unharmed. And then I guess when he exited the church again is when the neighbor engaged in fire with him. And I guess that's when he hopped in the car and tried to flee the scene and then was apprehended about five blocks later, where they said he had more weapons in his vehicle. Now, on that same note, they were unwilling to commit to Devin Patrick Kelly as the shooter, even though he's the one being reported as the shooter already by most mainstream media outlets. And again, this Devin Patrick Kelly was dishonorably discharged after serving in the Air Force from 2010 to 2014. He did post on social media pictures of his rifle that they're saying he used, And then the Facebook page of Devin Patrick Kelly, of course, magically gone right after his name is released. So it's amazing how that happens. So let's go to this clip now. This is an eyewitness to the neighbor coming out and potentially thwarting this shooting from getting worse.
Point another neighbor that lived a little further and returned fire toward him, and that's when they believe they hit him, and then he got back into his vehicle and left the scene, and some of those neighbors ended up following him until he reportedly crashed a little further down the way.
Wow. Okay. So according to that eyewitness, the neighbor came out, engaged the shooter, the killer. She believes that a bullet struck the shooter at that point in time, in which case the shooter then got into his vehicle and fled the scene, only to crash it a few blocks down the road. Is that a crash because he was so disoriented, lost vision or lost consciousness because of blood loss? Was there another factor that caused that accident? Did he decide he just wanted to kill himself at that point because he had already been shot? I guess we may or may not get those answers. But think about this, folks. Think about this. On the heels of this attack, you already had multiple Democrats from Congress blaming the gun, calling for gun legislation. But think about this as we're learning more of this event. If it wasn't for an American citizen with a gun, according to eyewitnesses and their testimonies, this shooting could have been worse. Folks, police officers are not on the scene all the time. They simply cannot be. It's impossible. The average response time for police, I think, is around 2 minutes. Okay? I'm not knocking the police. They're only human. They can't be everywhere at once. If it wasn't for a good citizen, a neighbor that heard the shooting and pulled out his own rifle, and eyewitnesses believe that it was the neighbor that shot the suspect and eventually led to the stopping of this mass shooting, that is pretty powerful to think that this was, and this is Texas, of course. This has happened before. Islamic terrorists have been shot dead before they can carry out a mass event. So while all the Democrats are calling for guns to be taken, calling for gun control, blaming guns, blaming the Second Amendment, recall what stopped this shooter, according to eyewitnesses. A good guy with a gun. A citizen with a gun. A rifle that the Democrats would probably love to take from that citizen that stopped the shooting because they think that's the answer to ending all this. So, folks, obviously stay tuned. InfoWars will be on top of this. David Knight will give you updates tomorrow morning when he kicks off at 8 a.m. The Alex Jones Show, obviously, 11 Central. Be sure to follow that. Folks, there's all kinds of other news as well. Donna Brazile selling out the Clintons. Brazile saying she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. Apparently, Mueller has a couple other indictments looming, one of which may be Podesta. They're rumoring the other one might be Flynn. We'll see about that. Trump is expecting to meet with Vladimir Putin on his trip to Asia. Unbelievable, folks. This is all going. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. And as always, you stay classy, Info Warriors.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.